Jennifer and succotash.
It's Chef Olivia with her delicious succotash and salmon, and people are getting ready to devour it. See, I think first you feed the host, and then you feed everyone else. That's usually...
Well,
it is in most places, but...
My biggest tip I give people with cooking is before you give it to anyone, always try it yourself. So I'm actually just going to taste a little piece of the butternut squash to make sure the seasonings are right, make sure that we don't need to add any more salt or pepper or anything like that.
That's what you want to call...
Oh!
And that exposure was brought to you by Chef Eric! What is it satisfactory there, Chef Olivia?
I'm going to add a little pinch of sea salt, and then it's perfect.
I'll tell you what, the salt selection here is amazing. The salts that you can find here, and the neat thing is you don't have to buy them. You don't have to buy a whole container. You can buy smaller portions like the Himalayan pink sea salt or the naturally bleached by the sun sea salts that you can get here, which are absolutely best for you. What's your favorite?
This black sea salt. It's a smoked Japanese black sea salt that's just fantastic. That's what I'll be using.
Naturally.
So, anyway, I'm going to get started with the rest of my recipe here. I've got about 4 tablespoons of grass-fed butter in this pan. And to this, we're just going to start with our onions. Just put sort of whatever dice you want on those. We're also going to take some yellow, orange, and red. I took the mini peppers just because it's easier to grab a bag. But it does take a little bit longer to julienne them and dice them. All right, so we're just going to let that go. Stir that up just a bit. All right, so we're going to let this go for just a few minutes and soften. Make sure that butter gets all melted in there. And this part of the dish is our rice dish. So this is going to be a Caribbean-style rice dish, black bean dish, which we're going to serve with the Spanish mackerel.
You notice I didn't challenge you on that, right? Because if I would have, you would have said, well, of course I said rice at the beginning. So you were trying to trap me. You were trying to change the recipe on me to see if I catch the trap.
I was going to see if you made a snide comment or not. All right, so now to this, I'm going to go ahead and add about a tablespoon or so of ground cumin. And that's nice fresh ground cumin. I've got a couple of tablespoons of Cajun seasoning we're going to add to it. This is a Cajun seasoning. Then we'll add some black smoked sea salt from the Whole Foods salt collection. Alrighty. Now, as this gets together and gets happy there, we're looking for all that to soften down. And you should have some pretty nice aromas coming out at this point.
The microphone is picking them up.
Yes. I'll go a little more of the Cajun seasoning. Now, you can also use a jerk seasoning here.
Or even better, Chef the Fat Man Zesty Love Rub, in my opinion.
Or Zesty Love Rub, that could be used as well. And at this point, we want those spices to begin to get very fragrant and floral. So we're at that point now. Good, good. Now let's go ahead and add about a quarter cup to a half a cup of cilantro. Use as little or as much as you like. And now we'll add in our black beans. Now the black beans we're actually adding in with the liquid. So do not drain them. It's an important part of the dish. And I'm using the Eden Organic brand here that Whole Foods has.
And it looks like it has the 365 label.
Well, it's not 365, but it is one of their preferred organic. No salt added, so we're going to add our own salt. See if I can coax the rest of it out here.
You know what you could do? You could take a lesson from the violent Chef Olivia.
Yeah, beat it on the back.
Beat it on the back of the can.
Exactly.
Never going to put that down, am I?
All right.
You will learn.
Okay. So, we'll stir this up a little bit. And break all those beans down.
I kind of like the mountain. The mountainous look of the beans. Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat.
So this is going to now simmer down, as opposed to simmer down now. It got some nice color to it. We'll bring this to low. And this will go for about 10 minutes, so through into our next segment. And once we're ready to fire the Spanish mackerel and that's all done, then we should be ready to serve this as well.
And so people are anxiously awaiting that serving.
So we get some nice color on it.
Now, could nice you use dish. Any... Now, you could typically use a rice dish for this.
This could absolutely be served with a rice dish, so I wouldn't do it in place of it. I'd simply say, add the rice. One of the things I like to do when making sort of a Caribbean-style dish is to use coconut milk and cilantro to mimic the cilantro in the rest of the dish. And that just gives you the coconut milk gives it a nice mouthfeel and sort of changes it up from just a classic sort of rice. So, all right, now, as that gets going, let's see, where's our other burner? Do we have our other burner?
Oh, yeah. Let me grab it.
Okay, great. So we'll get started now with one of our main parts of this dish, which is the Spanish mackerel.
Just a reminder, coming up next, we're going to get to meet Charles Duke, the Managing Director of the French Dairy Board, USA, where he's going to be doing a 101 class on French cheeses, what makes them so special, and what you should think about for your holiday seasonal cheese dish. I didn't ask him the traditional joke I would ask about cheese because...
He probably didn't have a sense of humor.
He has no clue. And yeah, he doesn't have a sense of humor. No, he actually has a wonderful sense of humor, but he's too nice a guy to put him on the spotlight.
Gotcha.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so we'll get this one going. Now we've got a nonstick pan, and we're going to take some of this wonderful Spanish mackerel. So I have the friends over at Whole Foods here go ahead and fillet the Spanish mackerel for me.
And that's another nice thing about Whole Foods. You know, whatever you need, whether you're getting special cuts of meat.
How did you like the salmon?
Whether you're getting skin on, skin off.
I usually...
Bone in, bone out. Filet or not, they'll do everything for you right there.
They'll do it there so you don't have to be scared about it.
That's right.
I'm going to take some unrefined, expeller-pressed peanut oil. Add that
unrefined,
in.
Unrefined, eh?
Unrefined. Kind of like you.
I wondered how long it was going to take you to make that really simplistic joke.
And I've got the peanut oil in there with the butter. And the reason I'm doing that is to raise the smoking point of the butter.
And you wanted to create peanut butter.
That was very good, actually. I'll have to give you that one. That was pretty good. All right. So now I'm going to take a blackening sort of seasoning. And we're very, very, very simply going to treat this mackerel. Go ahead and put it on the cutting board. We're going to take these fillets. They're pretty big fillets. And I'm going to take... I'm actually going to trim out since I can. I'm going to trim out the fillet so it's a nice size. And I'm going about an inch and a half back from the collar and probably 2 inches up from the end of the fin. And you can certainly saute these as well. This will give me, from a presentation perspective, a nice piece.
And the small pieces you cut up, throw in the bag and freeze it.
Yeah.
Because if you're making a stock or something later on in the week or the month, it's a great way to use it.
All right. So in goes the mackerel. And then we're going to sprinkle a little bit of blackening on it.
Wow, the sizzle, the pop, the excitement. Holy mackerel, could it be any more?
Excellent.
Coming up next, it is our friend Charles Duke. He is the managing director of the French Dairy Board. He's going to be joining us and giving us a 101 class all about the cheese thing. That's the Fat Man, hoping your Hanukkah and holiday season is progressing well. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, with love from Chef of the Fat Man and Whole Foods Elon, baby.